I require of you is to take the next step. Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We'll be reading from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying His Peace and His Presence by Sarah Young, just a portion of it. Or it could be just thinking about all the people right now during the Olympic trials trying to make that Olympic team. I think about those athletes right now where some are and will be rejected from going to the Olympics, which they have prepared for their whole entire life. For this one moment to be perfect in order to make it to the Olympics. So there's just so many aspects of rejection. And I know we're just discussing on an athletic end, but personal rejections also come into play. Like if you're trying to apply for a job and you don't get the job, or if you, relationship-wise, you like someone, but they don't like you back how you like them, or if you're going to a social event that you're hoping that you'll get invited to and you don't, or just socially to be accepted in certain groups or settings, or, you know, just invitations of being around people that you want to be in that group and you're rejected because they don't want you in that group. So there's just so many facets of rejection that can happen within your life. No matter what you go through, rejection hurts. It's painful. And everybody processes it differently. Clinging to my hand for strength and direction. Though the path is difficult and the scenery dull at the moment, there are sparkling surprises just around the bend. Stay on the path I have selected for you. It is truly the path of life. Psalms 37 and 23 through 24 says, if the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. That is the reading for today. So today we're going to discuss the topic rejection. So this is a very important subject because throughout anyone's life, you will experience some type of rejection. Rejection causes disappointment, low self-esteem, sadness, loneliness, aggression, depression, and anxiety. First of all, if you're in sports, you will experience some type of rejection. It could be anything from trying out for a team and, you know, you fall a little short and you are not able to make that team. You could be at a certain level. Let's, for instance, say if you're a gymnast and you've been at a level and you're ready to move up, but your coach doesn't think that you should move up. So you stay another year at the same level. With that being said, with everyone being able to process it differently, I don't want anyone to tell you how to process through the rejection that might happen to you within your life. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamille Jones. And before the break, the subject that we're talking about today is rejection. So we just discussed some things that could cause rejection. But right now we want to discuss how you can heal from rejection. First of all, give yourself time to heal if you have experienced rejection within your life. You really just want to think about, you know, what really happened? What caused the rejection? if it was your fault or if it wasn't your fault, just the process of what happened during that situation. The next thing is going through acceptance, you know, really accepting the reality of being rejected and then how to move forward after that situation. You may support this podcast by giving us donations. You may go to www.anchor.fm/gymnastunitedinc, or you may go to www.thegripcast.com. If you're looking for gymnastics accessories, you may go to www.gymnastunitedstore.org to purchase gymnastics accessories. That does help our podcast here at The Gripcast, Gymnastics Unfiltered. We want to thank you for listening each and every week. Please share our podcast with your friends and family. Have a blessed day. And once again, thank you for always listening to The Gripcast, Gymnastics Unfiltered. Reading the Word of God can give you strength. Even listening to encouraging music can give you strength. Through that healing process, you're going to need other mechanisms that can help you to process this and give you strength. Because like I said, going through rejection is devastating. And it is a grieving process in order to get yourself back together, in order for you to move forward. So you want to make sure you're doing things that can uplift your spirit. And once again, I'll say it, things will eventually get better. You'll get to a process where you'll take that rejection and it'll be a learning experience for you. You'll gain strength and wisdom from that situation. Not only that, you may be able to help someone else to not go through what you've gone through, or if they have gone through what you've been through, you'll be able to assist them and give them some support on what helped you get through it. So above all, take it as a learning process of life, because we all will go through rejection. I just ask that you give yourself some time to heal and get the support that you need around you to move forward within your life. Once again, thank you for listening to The Gripcast, Gymnastics Unfiltered. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samedi Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. During that time, you want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. You know, you really want to think about who you are. You want to think about your self-worth. You want to make sure that your mental health is in check. You also want to make sure that you're speaking great affirmations to yourself. You really want to just be able to encourage your heart, because going through rejection is devastating. And so the process of healing may take some time, but you just want to make sure that you're giving yourself some self-love, making sure that you're getting connected with the people that appreciate you and that support you. So make sure that you have a good foundation of people that love you, that are surrounding you. You want to make sure, even though that you're vulnerable during this stage of rejection, that you do try to stay strong. But you will go through an emotional roller coaster, and that's okay. It's okay to let yourself feel those emotions going through the process now. Because if you don't heal correctly through the rejection process, it'll come up again within your life, and then you'll have to reprocess everything over again. So give yourself time once something like this happens to you, because you're going to feel that hurt. You're going to be angry. You're going to want to cry. Let yourself process through that whole emotions that you will be going through. Give yourself time to process. But over time, things will get better. You know, time heals a lot. And not only that, you just look at things differently. you know, once things happen, we kind of, as people, just jump to conclusions. But once you have that time to really process everything, you're able to really clearly look through things. And, you know, that wisdom kind of kicks in. And then through that time, you will then kind of know that God has a plan for your life. And it's almost a better plan than we ourselves think how we are planning our life. You know, if you are a spiritual person, you know that going through hard times, you know, going and praying and sitting with yourself, maybe even